Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. This is Brenda Terrell from Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and it's so good to have you guys on the call this morning. Today, we're tagging today Ministers in Motion Monday. Ministers in Motion Monday, and I want to share this scripture. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. That's John 14:12. We're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for this wonderful day that you have given us. We glorify you, Father, for being the awesome God that you are, Lord God. We thank you for being the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending in our lives, O God. We thank you, Father, for this day, and we glorify you, Father, for each and every individual on this call this morning. We ask that you continue to bless them, keep them, protect them, Lord God, them and their families, their loved ones, Father. We glorify you, Father, for our co-founders, our Dr. Ambassador, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and our loved one, we call her Eagle. We glorify you, Father, because Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon is such a blessing to each and every one of us, our mother Eagle. We love them both, O God, and we glorify you, Father, for using them to the glory and honor of your holy and righteous name. Father, we thank you for blessing each and every one of them, Lord God. We glorify you, Father, for keeping them in perfect peace. We thank you for Artists International and the founders, Lord God, the co-founders. We ask that you keep them, protect them, strengthen them, Lord God. And we glorify you, Father, for using us to your glory, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you for the speaker that is coming forth with the word, Lord God. And we ask, Lord God, that our hearts, our minds, and our spirits be open to receive what the Spirit has for us this morning. We thank you in advance, Lord God, for what you're doing and what you're about to do in our lives. Father God, we give you your name the glory, the honor, and the praise, and we thank you, and we bless your name. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray, hallelujah and amen. Now we'll turn the call over to our host this morning, and that's none other than Tiffany Lauderdale in Southern California. Tiffany, are you on the call?
Minister Brenda, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Minister. Go right ahead. Take it away.
Wow, well, praise God for you, Minister Brenda Terrell, all the way from Ocean Springs, Mississippi. We thank you for seating us and greeting us here on the Master's Call on this Ministers in Motion Monday. Thank you so much for that tag. And so that is an action tag, which means that we need to move on this day. So my name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside here in Southern California. I greet each and every single one of you on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts, our Ambassador and Artist International, and our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings and welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call. I hope that you had a super fantastic weekend and that you knew for sure, for certain, that God was at work in your life and that he is doing great and new things in your life. So we welcome you to the Master's Call on this day 37th of our fast. And I'm telling you, God is doing new things. And I'm saying if you have not joined us on this fast, then it's not too late. We're still moving forward, pressing towards day 40. So if you have not started with us, we invite you to start with us today, which means no meat, no sweets, no bread, and no nothing that will distract you from what God would have for you to do. And so, like I said, this is day 37, and we welcome you to join in with us. You can go to our website, which is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, and you will see our prayer directives are on there and what we're fasting and praying for. So please join us on this 37th day of our fast, and as I say, we are pressing towards day 40. the mission statement for this call is that as you call in every day, your life as a believer will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin your day. And so we welcome each and every single one of you to just share this call with someone else. Share it today with three people and let them know that there is a telecommunication sanctuary that is available for them every Monday through Friday that they can tap into where their lives can be enriched, empowered, and enhanced. If you are on the line this morning and you would like to be a prayer intercessor, you would like to be one of the ministers on this call, and you have been listening in, then I invite you to use our email address, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, and just let us know what you would like for us to do. If you would like to be a prayer intercessor, if you would like to bring a message, maybe the next upcoming Kings of Artists event, you would like to participate in that event, then we invite you to use that email for that. You have a prayer request, a testimony, you have a question, whatever it is, just send us the email and we will definitely respond to you. Today is Monday, and immediately following this call, every Monday through Friday, we head over to the morning motivational call, and that number is 530-881-1300 and the PIN code 539598 pound. We say we celebrate Platinum President Dorothy Cook, who was honored and received her doctorate over this weekend, along with Helen De La Houssay Clay. So congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. And so we look forward to hearing the great experience that you had over the weekend on the morning motivational call. And then every day at 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, we have the 90K in 90 Day call. And that number is the same number that you dialed in for this call, 712-432-0075, but the PIN code is different. And that PIN code is 926-358 pound. So you want to head over to that call and get your guests on that call so they can really hear what the 90K in 90 Day call is really about. If you are an artist distributor on the line this morning, I'm telling you, you do not want to miss this Monday. Today is 60% off, so you want to make sure that you tap into the promotion that is given to you, and then tomorrow is double points. So you want to make sure if you have any business builders that you need to bring in, tomorrow is the day to make it happen. So if you're not familiar with what Artist International is about, then I invite you to get back with the person who invited you to this call and allow them to share with you what Artist International is all about. So at this appointed time, it is time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. And so our speaker for this morning is definitely no stranger to Artist International, no stranger to the Master's Call. She is definitely a woman who is building the kingdom of God. She is out there in Texas, and she is definitely a minister in motion. She is the founder and CEO at Healing Humanity. She's also the founder and CEO of LBG Enterprise and currently a president going to Diamond President in Artist International. She is a wife. She is a mother. She is a daughter. She is a woman of God who is doing great and mighty things in the kingdom. So at this time, I bring to you, I present to you, none other than Minister Jonah Stout. Minister Jonah Stout, are you out there with us this morning?
I am, Tiffany. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, and this platform belongs to you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Good morning, my TMC family. It is indeed a privilege to be online with you this morning. I just want to honor the founders of this call, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. I really, really love you, and I appreciate you. I'm grateful that you recognize the God in me and trust the message that the Master has placed on the inside of me. And I just want to briefly thank you for allowing me the sabbatical that I needed the last several months. And I'm just so honored that God, with the assignment that I have, I knew it was vast. But there are times and seasons where God will pull you. Some people call it the backside of the mountain or whatever, but just take you aside and say, okay, I just need you to focus on these few things because I'm getting ready to take you into another area that you're not that much, you know, informed about. And so what happens is that he just begins to lay out even more of your purpose, and that's what's happened to me the last several months. And so I've seen God do some phenomenal things, open up some incredible doors, and I'm indeed honored, but I just wanted to thank Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa for allowing me to have that time away. And so I am back, and I thank you, and I don't take it lightly. To the group of servants that are called to support the vision of this call, consistently I honor you as well. And to all of the leaders and servants, vision partners and sideline cheerleaders, some of you are on the call, called to support this assignment that's on my life that has been given to me by God. I love you, and I honor you as well. This title, the title this morning, if I have to put a title on it, is just something that I've been walking out for a long, long time. It started with me at the age of probably 15, maybe somewhere around 17 as a teenage, pregnant teenage mom, not really understanding the treatment that I received at the time, but the title of this message is called Representing God Well. For a long time, it has bothered me the vision or the representation that the body of Christ tends to show. Number one, some people would call it being fakeness. Blessed and highly favored, those are the words that you will tend to hear, yet the body of Christ broke and disjointed. They talk a lot about love, and I'm talking from a teenage perspective because this is kind of how I walked into my purpose. They talk a lot about love, but at the age of 16, being pregnant in the 70s from the church, I experienced something that didn't resemble that love that they spoke about. And when I heard inside, what I heard inside or from the pulpit did not resemble what I saw after the benediction. So I temporarily stepped away from church as usual. Fast forward 12 years later, I sensed a nudging that it was time to get back to God. I've been in church all my life. My parents raised us in church. So, of course, having that, you know, they say, you know, once that seed is sown, you don't have to worry about your child. And I do believe that they will come back. And so I am a product of that. But after rededicating my life back to God, I still had that same feeling that something was just not right and something was just not adding up. And I love the word of God, but one day I came across John 10 and 10. And the message says this. It says, anyone who goes through me will be cared for, will freely go in and out and find pasture. A thief is only there to steal and kill and destroy. I came, talking about Jesus, so that they can have real and eternal life, more and better life than they ever dreamed of. And that has just been something that I just cannot, that's what fuels my organization, that supports the mission statement of our organization, but more importantly, it supports the purpose of why I was created. And the whole reason Jesus came was for the redemption of man. And what came with it? Blessing, prosperity, a well-lived life, so that we would be a walking representation of the Father and draw others to him. And so I came across this book, and guys, this is a great book. It's called Live 10, L-I-V-E, and then T-E-N, by Terry A. Smith. And I want to read you just a little excerpt, and it'll kind of give you an idea of my journey, my walk, and where I'm coming from this morning, and then we'll move on. Terry says, I was only 18, but at that moment I knew I wanted more. Maybe instead of telling God what was in his mind, and he was having a conversation with an older gentleman, and the gentleman basically said all he wanted was, you know, his little piece of the earth, nobody, you know, worrying him. He never talked about good health or anything like that, but basically the life that the man was living was really what he had asked for. But after that conversation, Terry said, I was only 18, but at that moment, I knew I wanted more. Maybe instead of this man telling God what was in his mind, this nice man should have asked God what was in his. I bet God was thinking more than this guy had ever dreamed of. I don't think many people launch their lives wanting to be average. Regardless, that's where many of us land. I don't think wanting less is our God-given first instinct. Somehow, we learn to want less along the way. You may feel that you are living a life that is good enough. You may be well-educated, employed by a Fortune 500 company, and involved in a life-changing volunteer organization in your community. But even more is out there, open to the possibility that there are dreams and purpose and meaning inside you, opportunities you're not yet aware of, or you might be someone who feels your life is not successful and you are altogether unfulfilled. You are unsatisfied with how things are turning out and may not be sure whether more exists. Many people are bound by a survivor's mentality because they cannot understand the opportunity to partner with God in creating inspired futures and ultimately a better life for themselves, those they love, and even the world. I'm going to read this last part again. Many people are bound by a survivor's mentality because they cannot understand the opportunity to partner with God in creating inspired futures and ultimately a better life for themselves, those they love, and even the world. That primarily is my assignment. I believe to a certain extent it's all of our assignment, but it is the foundation of everything that our companies stand on. And the time that I've spent with God the last several months has really opened up the door to that even more on a detailed level. So again, today I say that this title of this message is Representing God Well. And that's my mantra. I choose to represent God well. And whenever I make that statement, whether it's on Facebook or I'm talking to someone or it's in a PowerPoint or something, I always put the word well in all caps. And then alongside of that, I will say spirit, soul, and body, because that's the journey that we're on to make sure that we represent God well in all of those areas. I was meditating on this the other day, and this is something that came in my spirit, and I wrote it down, and it says, at the core of who I am is the image he created me to be, and that is an image of himself. If I know him, I should know me and what I look like. And I just kind of sat there for a second. I was writing as I was hearing, you know, just hearing this in my spirit, and I kept writing it. And I said, oh, wow, at the core of who I am is the image he created me to be, because that's who I am. I'm made in the image of God. And if I know him, I should know me and what I look like, how I am, how I act, and all of that. Several months ago, I want to say probably, well, I know it's been longer than that. It's probably been a couple of years. I had a dream, and I was in a major, it was like an arena, and I walked into this arena, and there was thousands and thousands of people in this arena. And when I walked in, I heard the speaker on the stage speaking to the people, and the people were like on the edge of their seats, and they were just leaning forward and listening to this speaker. And it was just, I mean, I couldn't understand what she was saying, but the way she just spoke from such a purpose place and very assured of what she was saying. And so I looked up at the stage and I looked at her and I said, wow, she's, you know, I couldn't see her face, but I just saw that her body and what she had on, she was just, I mean, well put together. I just was in awe of how she presented herself. And so I started walking towards the stage. I could actually see this in the dream. And I was walking towards the stage. And I don't know if I've ever shared this openly. I've probably shared it with my team. But I was walking towards the stage, and the voice kept getting louder and louder. And I was just amazed, because at the time I was on a search for trying to have the right body and lose the weight and all this. I was going through all of that and everything. And so as close as I got to the stage, I just noticed her body, her legs, her arms, everything was cut. I mean, she didn't necessarily look like a bodybuilder, but you can tell that she took care of herself. And she had on this red dress that fitted her body, and the dress was sleeveless. And it was just, I mean, she just looked well put together. Hair was long and everything. And so as I got to the stage, she turned around. And she made eye contact with me, and it was like looking into a mirror. It was me. And I heard the voice of God tell me, that's how I created you. That's how I see you. I see you through the Son that I sent to redeem you. That's how I see you. Now, it's your goal to make sure that you represent me that way. And so I lost a lot of weight, well over 100 pounds, and I gained some of it back, and I was really frustrated. And he was sharing with me that, and we hear this all the time, that, you know, unless you're doing something for God, it's all in vain. And I did it for money. There was a lot of money on the table, contest, Biggest Loser thing and all of that, and I did win. I'm very motivated by cash, you know, in that sense. And even that has its own story as well. But as God revealed to me why I had gained the weight back, he said, I created you in this form so that you could represent me well in this air, in the earth. And I got it. I finally got it. And I began to go on this quest of making sure that everything that I did, spirit, soul, and body, represented God well. And I really want to be a little bit transparent this morning, because I want you to understand the passion from where I come from, a little bit more about my story and why I walk the way I walk. And so I'm going to say this, as ambassadors of the kingdom of God, 2 Corinthians 5:20, and I'm almost done. So we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead, come back to God. The Apostle Paul painted a marvelous picture for us when he called followers of Jesus Christ ambassadors. We are representatives of the King of Kings while we are on this earth. We carry the presence of another world. And as an ambassador for the kingdom, we have access to all the resources of the kingdom. And I said all of the resources of the kingdom. An ambassador is the highest ranking person who represents his or her own government while living in another country. As a follower of Jesus, you are a citizen of heaven. Therefore, you are the highest ranking person who represents the kingdom of God while you are living in this country called earth. You have been given authority, access to resources, and the ability to call those resources to the earth. There was a movie, and maybe some of you guys saw this, called Captain Phillips, that was based on a true story. The American captain was taken hostage by pirates from Somalia. What happened next was amazing. The full force of the U.S. Navy came to his rescue. Three massive ships were dispatched, and the Navy SEALs went into action. As a citizen of heaven, an ambassador of the kingdom, the full force of heaven has your back. You have access to the resources needed to rescue lives, rebuild communities, to pull a state or even a nation out of lack and into prosperity. Some have not, because they ask not. Recognize your role as a representative of the kingdom, and let's just begin to ask big today. And I want to end with this. There's a prayer I'm going to pray at the end when we do the benediction, but I want to bring you back to this statement. You have access to the resources needed to rescue lives, rebuild communities, to pull a state, even a nation, out of lack and into prosperity. And today, I implore you to ask God for the ability to, and he trusts you anyway, so ask him for the ability to carry out your assignment with all of heaven at your back. Know that being an ambassador in this season requires the supernatural. It is a requirement. And so, therefore, the presence of God and everything that means, you need that to walk out your assignment. But I don't want you to misunderstand the power that you walk in, the power that you have, the empowerment that you've been given, because you are an ambassador in this earth and you've been called to represent God well. Back over to you, Minister. God bless.
Wow, wow, wow. What a powerful word, Minister Jonah Stout. Thank you so much for blessing our souls this morning. Let us go to God in prayer, and then I'll be calling you back to give us our benediction. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. God, we thank you for your presence on the Master's Call. We thank you for your anointing and your power which reigns upon us on this day. For this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We will also be ministers in motion on this day because you have called each one of us to be a great and mighty minister in the marketplace. We thank you for Minister Jonah Stout, and we pray right now in the name of Jesus that every need in her life will be met, Father, that you will continue to elevate her to higher and higher heights that only you can take her to. Continue to open doors that only you can open in her life, Father. And I thank you that her family is blessed and her children are blessed and that her children's children are blessed and that her artist business is blessed in the name of Jesus. And for everyone that's under the sound of my voice, Father, I speak great things and new things in their lives, Father. I come against any sickness, any illness right now in the name of Jesus. I come against procrastination right now in the name of Jesus. Father, you have made us warriors, oh God, and so we walk out today with power. We walk out today with your presence upon us and your anointing that anything that we set our mind to do, Lord, that we could do it because your word says in Philippians that we can do all things through you because it is you who gives us strength, Father. So I come right now lifting up each of the families right now who have loved ones who have been called to be home with you, oh God. I pray that you would just comfort them and strengthen them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. All of our pains and our aches in our bodies right now, I ask them to be removed right now in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper because we are more than conquerors and you have given us the victory. I decree and declare these things in the name of Jesus. I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So if you're on the line this morning and you want to hear the replay number, the replay for this call, the number for the replay is 712-432-1085 and the PIN code 957-677#. Remember, we will be heading over to the morning motivational call, and that number is 530-881-1300 and the PIN code 539598#. Remember, you are a great and mighty minister in the marketplace. So go out today and be that minister in motion and make it happen for you and for your family. May God bless you and may God keep you. And at this time, the last voice that you will hear will be none other than Minister Jonah Stout.
Oh, we praise you, God. Father, there is no one higher than our God. There is no one greater than you. Let our lives forever praise the glory of your name. There is no one higher than you. Let our life forever praise the glory of your name. There is no one higher than you. Father, we thank you for the amazing honor of being your ambassadors on this earth. Everywhere we go, every place we show up, we're there to represent you. We choose to always ask big every single day the resources that you've granted to us. Father, we call on those resources of heaven for the world. We call for them to be blessed. We call for them to experience the joy of your presence to rest on every single individual that we have been assigned to. May your name be honored. May you be the talk of the town. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. And have a blessed day.